Prefatory Address by John Calvin to Francis I, King of France, 1536. To His Most Christian Majesty, the Most Mighty and Illustrious Monarch, Francis, King of the French, His Sovereign, John Calvin prays peace and salvation in Christ. Sire, when I first engaged in this work, nothing was farther from my thoughts than to write what should afterward be presented to Your Majesty. My intention was only to furnish a kind of rudiments by which those who feel some interest in religion might be trained to true godliness. And I toiled at the task chiefly for the sake of my countrymen the French, multitudes of whom I perceived to be hungering and thirsting after Christ, while very few seemed to have been duly imbued with even a slender knowledge of Him. That this was the object which I had in view is apparent from the work itself, which is written in a simple and elementary form adapted for instruction. But when I perceived that the fury of certain bad men had risen to such a height in your realm that there was no place in it for sound doctrine, I thought it might be of service if I were in the same work both to give instruction to my countrymen and also lay before Your Majesty a confession from which you may learn what the doctrine is that so inflames the rage of those madmen who are this day, with fire and sword, troubling your kingdom. For I fear not to declare that what I have here given may be regarded as a summary of the very doctrine which, they vociferate, ought to be punished with confiscation, exile, imprisonment, and flames, as well as exterminated by land and sea. I am aware, indeed, how, in order to render our cause as hateful to Your Majesty as possible, they have filled your ears and mind with atrocious insinuations, but you will be pleased of your clemency to reflect that neither in word nor deed